Pete Kogel.
Now fully hands-free.
The real laugh is a lot of them aren't even that wealthy anymore.
Right.
They just pool it all into the art.
Right.
And wait for the money to come.
Well, that's where you come in. My God.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, that's why I have to drive it up.
Right. Well, we all have to.
In a world where art soul should rise at soul.
Is female sort of base, well, but it's all male artists. I'll see you at the dinner later.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 835, recorded for Friday the 22nd of March 2024. We began today with Leg Puppy, or to be precise, Leg Puppy 2.0, with a track called Artists Getting Away with Bullshit. Shit, rather. Featuring LVA. That comes from their new album, Humanity 2.0, which comes out soon. You can get two tracks, or listen to two tracks on, certainly on Bandcamp, possibly on Spotify as well. But, yeah, nice to see a Leg Puppy back with something. I wonder if they're going to come and play Brighton again soon. I don't know. I hope they do. I would like to see them again. Very good. Very good. Now, I had a challenge this time, was it last week? Yeah, on Saturday. Last Saturday, I had a bit of a problem. I had three gigs I wanted to go to. I wanted to see Mohammed Sif Khan playing some Kurdish traditional music. I wanted to see Kotu, a band featuring my mate Ian, indie band in another part of Brighton, and Tian Kui, who are the sons of Jar Wobble. Playing in the centre of town. So, here's three tracks. You decide which one I would have gone to see. We'll be right back.
سر بلندم خورتي بالوريمة بارز باني قلي خمى بعدني وصور أنيمة قردم سر بلندم خورتي بالوريمة بارز باني قلي خمى بعدني وصور أنيمة
Something to brighten your whole day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lewis.
PC Podcast.
From start to finish, you're on to a winner.
that was Tian Shi and a track called Gobi Ritual, which comes from their album Red Mist, which came out at the end of last year. Now, I had listened to the album Red Mist, and I sort of figured to myself, thought, well, that's interesting. It's not Jar Wobble per se, although obviously Jar Wobble is on bass. They are his sons, and I think his wife is also involved as well. So I thought I'd go and see that. It turned into a bit of a both, really. The Invaders of the Heart, three members of the Invaders of the Heart were there. And it started off as a Tian Shi gig and turned out into an Invaders of the Heart gig. Yes, rather interesting. Not what I was expecting. Sort of saves me the bother of going to see Invaders of the Heart in Lewis in a couple of weeks' time, really, sort of, because I know what I was getting. But interesting. I did think that it would be nice if the two boys had the opportunity to sort of fly free. I do feel that Jar is such a strong character on stage. He was very much like an old jazz band leader. You're sort of playing along and suddenly he'd point at you and it was your turn for your solo. Everybody was just looking at him all the time. He was just the focus of the band's attention. And I just thought, that's a bit strange. I just thought it'd be nice if the boys could do their own thing. So maybe they need to do their own thing in the future. I don't know. But anyway, the boys' mum, Mrs. Wobble, or Mrs. Wardle rather, was there as well. She was taking video. I'm obviously very proud of her sons. Very good indeed. One of them plays drums. And the other one plays a traditional Chinese instruments. I think the Chinese violin is one of them. And he also played some sort of Mongolian thing, guitar type thing. Anyway, as you can tell, that's the gig I went to, Tian Shi. I have seen Kotu before. I saw them, in fact, that recording you can hear there was my recording from October last year when I saw them live. And this was the second gig, unfortunately, at the same time. I couldn't have got down there and see both, although Ian would like me to have done, but I'm afraid I couldn't. And then before that, we heard Mohammed Sifkan with I Am Kurdish. Rather liked the look of that particular gig when it was mentioned in the Rose Hill newsletter. And then he was featured in the Guardian. He's a surgeon, comes from, I think, Kurdistan. And moved to Ireland, can't practice as a surgeon, but started playing some of his music. I presume he had always been playing his music anyway. But that is the title track of an album called I Am Kurdish. Rather nice. Right, let's move on. Here's a single from Head Sound. We've got this from Use Your Soup. It's called Optimistic.
I'm not afraid to the best thing about
Pete Kogel
is what it doesn't do. It's unlikely to fall over, or spill when you open it, or dribble when you pour it.
Going on, she asked. You know better than I said. It's been going on for some time. Nightly your song echoes from the banished world. Feel afraid, there is no connection. There is a pain that it never goes away. I can't recall how we got this way. Everything in my head is out of place.
was Tangerine Cat. That is a track they just released for free from their download page on Bandcamp. That is Ask Owl. It's a live version that they did at, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Muncy Studios, M-W-N-C-I, in Wales. That was rather good. I rather enjoyed that. And then before that, we heard Head Sound with Optimistic, a single of theirs, just came out recently. And I picked that up from the folks at Muso Soup. Always good. Always good. Right, let's have a couple of tracks, retrospective tracks. We're going to go off to France in a minute from a band called Crève Nuit. But we're going to start with one of my old favourites. This is from 2007. Picked this up from Jamendo back in the day. From the album 8-Bit Lagerfeuer, this is Pornophonic and Sad Robot.
Sad, sad robot all alone. The You're a sad, sad robot. You're a sad, sad robot. You're a sad, sad robot. You're so alone. Alone, alone.
Pete Kogel.
The familiar voice of radio brings endless hours of entertainment, information, and cheer.
Ton fric quand tout sera désert. Les lingots et l'or noir sont durs à digérer. Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. On fera-tu tes armes quand tout sera que cendre. Les fusils et les bombes sont durs à digérer. Mais qu'importe le monde, pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Mais qu'importe le monde, pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Tout ça pour qui, tout ça pour toi. Juste pour la race du pouvoir. Tout ça pour qui, tout ça pour toi. Juste pour la race du pouvoir. Nos âmes, quand nous ne serons plus, nos rêves et nos idées sont durs à digérer. Que boufferont tes fils quand tout sera néant? Se contenteront-ils des os d'un père fou? Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse. Mais qu'importe le monde pourvu que tu aies l'ivresse.
Excellent stuff. That was a perspective from a track from way back in 2010 by the band Crève Nuit. It was called La Valse du Pouvoir, which apparently translates as the Waltz of Power. That's a demo that they put onto, I'm not sure where they put it onto, might have been Jimendo, possibly. But certainly Jimendo was the track, the place I found the previous band, Faunophonique, with their track Sad Robot, which I've rather enjoyed over the years, from the album 8-Bit Lagerfeuer. Excellent stuff, really enjoyed them. Right, time to go in the mix. Got three tracks for you. We're going to end up with Kurup and Afro Game. In the middle, we've got Julian Rodriguez. And before that, we got Juan Dominicis. And this is a track called At Hell. Called Azure. It came to us via Kurup, an Afro game. Comes from their album Irawo, which I think might just be a two-track EP, actually. The first track is Irawo. And we've got picked up the second track, which is Azure. Tropical Twister Records, always worth checking that out. And then before that, we heard Julian Rodriguez with a track called The Internal Sigh of Sybil. That's from an album on Forward Music called Argentina Avenue. So guess where they're from. That was Argentina Avenue Volume 2. And then from Argentina Avenue Volume 1, we had the first track, Juan de Meneses, a track called At Hell. Rather good. Three tracks there. All the good. And entirely at 124 BPM. Not much editing from me there, but very interesting stuff. I do like that. Right, let's move on. This is something completely different from Story Amp. I listened to this and I quite liked it. From an album called 40 Years in Babylon, this is Paul Arendt and a track called Theo. ¶¶
spoke to the neighborhood friendly atheist on a Sunday afternoon. It seems he overheard me throwing prayers out to the birds and moaning this or that about my soul. So to better understand my point of view and choice of words, he thought it best to break some bread and see what I might know. Said, what about this world makes you think that someone's listening when you're mumbling in a field all alone? I don't mean to pry, and I replied, no, that's all right. It's hard to find the words, but I'll try. See, I'm the kind of guy that looks for synchronicity, and I can't help but fall in love with everything I see, like honeybees and cherry trees, agonies and ecstasies. Glory be, me oh my, how the star and why the sky. My brain ain't where the thoughts come from, it's where they go to die. But sometimes I swear I can feel the gentle hand that's urging all of this along. The cause that spins the atom like a dervish to the rhythm of an ancient song. Or maybe I'm a madman and the world made me insane, 'cause I can't worship governments and experts in the brain. There's a magnet in the ground, I can feel it pull me down, and on my knees I try to muster up an honest prayer. And if no one's out there listening to me, I don't care. My spirit finds the words and love inspires me to say them, and it feels right as rain, unless of course you've got a better explanation. And the neighborhood-friendly atheist said to me, that's just a little bit of serotonin interacting with her hypothalamus and hippocampus in a neurochemical procedure that's eliciting affirmative emotions as a consequence of your decision to adopt and integrate a series of delusions you inherited from broader society. And I said, is that right? Or it could be just an anti-intellectual proclivity, a temperamental malady, an allergy to reason, and a tendency to emphasize and elevate emotional responses, and it's making you susceptible to fairy tales written long before we had the chance to leave our ignorance behind. And I said, whoa, 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 that's a little academic for me. I'm kind of a simple guy. I mean, I've been known to wallow in the pathos, you know, I'm kind of a tender soul, I suppose. Think the old stories matter. You don't think the old stories matter? You know, Sisyphus hauling the stone up the hill. You don't feel like you have to haul a stone? What about Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree trying to figure out why we have to suffer in this skin? That's a noble reason to have a thought under a tree, don't you think? You know, how about Jesus washing the feet of the bungled and the broken and the botched and taking on the sins of the world just like a hero? Makes me want to be a hero, I tell you that. Maybe the world just gave you some hard edges is all. Just gotta keep talking to me. And the neighborhood-friendly atheist said, I can understand romantic sentiment, but I rely on common sense and evidence, scientific measurements and data sets. Not to say that you are unintelligent, I find it kind of funny that a clever guy like you would need an outdated, antiquated superstition just so you can have a little meaning in a random universe. I like your perspective, but it's not enough to make me change my mind. Well, I'm not on a mission of conversion, so we'll get along just fine. He said, I like sharing time with you, though. Come on down next week and talk again. And I said, hey, same to you. It's nice to have a neighbor, but I'd rather have a friend.
Under normal domestic use,
Pete Kogel
will only be due its first service in about 10 to 15 years' time.
The harder my head hurts.
Was by Poon, P-O-O-N, to be absolutely correct, it's Catherine Poon, Catherine with a K, a track called Tipsy, which has just come out as a single. That came to me via Crowflies Communications. I get stuff from all over the place, you know, people just send me stuff, which is rather nice, because it's very nice to listen to some stuff I would never have heard of before. So that was good, thank you for that. And then before that we heard Paul Arendt, picked that up at Story Amp, a track called Theo. And I just thought it was a nice story, or the interesting sort of, play on things. And I thought I'd play it for you. It's not the sort of thing I normally play, but yeah, whatever. Nice to have something different. Right, here's a band I saw, in fact, yesterday. Went to see them down in Brighton. The Flaming Gods, I thought were absolutely fantastic. I'll tell you a bit more about after this. This is from their album Head of Pomegranate, and the track is called Adana. We'll be right back. That is Flaming Gods, and I do have to stop myself from saying Flamingods, because I've been saying Flamingods to myself the whole time. But no, it's Flaming Gods from all over the world. Four very, very talented musicians, all playing different music, sort of swapping around from track to track. So the bassist could play drums, the drummer could play keyboards, the keyboard player could play guitar, and what was it? I don't know. Was it a balalaika? I'm not sure what it was. Some sort of Eastern European instrument. And the main dude on the keyboards and guitar and various other instruments was from Bahrain. And he was saying that as he was doing the sound check that morning or that afternoon, he got a text through to say he has actually become a British citizen now, which he was rather pleased about. And we got a big cheer from everybody in the audience. And he said one of the things he was not able to do while he was not a British citizen, what just applying for being a British citizen, was being able to go to the Palestinian marches. So he said now he would be able to do that. So he introduced the next track for those that are starving in Palestine and for those Jews that say, not in my name, which got another big cheer. So absolutely excellent stuff. Rather good. Rather, I'm pleased he was able to do that. Anyway, that was called Adana, as I said, from the album Head of Pomegranate. He did explain that Head of Pomegranate was the literal translation of the village where his late father had lived in Bahrain. So very nice it was too. Right, let's move on. Last track time. One more, as I said. This is by Dog... it's by And a Dog. The track is called Dog Eat Dog, and it's the Anton Take remix, and comes from the album Dog Remix Dog. Come back next week for some more weird, wonderful music, but until then, I hope you've enjoyed it. See you soon, folks.
stops automatically. You just throw it away.